Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this May 13th. Happy Friday, everyone. Friday 13th? Not going to think about it. A new brick-and-mortar store opened in California this week, which wouldn't be exceptional, except all this company's products are also very accessible online. Oh, and it's kind of made a name for itself using the internet. The company is Meta, formerly Facebook, and the store is the aptly named Meta Store. Now, why would a tech giant with such a digital rather than physical presence open an actual retail location? The answer may lie in the fact that, well, Meta doesn't really call it a retail location at all. The Meta Store is more of an experience, actually a living lab, according to a statement from Meta executives. The store, lab will sell all of Meta's hardware products. And if you're scratching your head trying to think of hardware products made by the company, one word might jog your memory. Metaverse. That's the vast digital expanse of interconnected virtual worlds that a certain Mark Zuckerberg has planted a proverbial flag on. Meta's virtual reality headsets and Ray-Ban sunglasses that do everything your iPhone does and more are all supposed to help you access the metaverse. And they'll all be for sale at the store. Meta is just the latest tech giant that's pushed into or back into brick-and-mortar spaces. Apple, of course, has been there all along, but then again, Apple has always been best known for its physical products. Facebook, not so much. Microsoft had retail stores for its computers and the like, but closed all 80-plus of them in 2020. But last year, the company did reopen and reconfigure a few locations as, this sounds familiar, quote, experience centers. Customers can demo products and play video games at a gaming center at locations in New York, London, and Sydney. And Google, too, has a physical storefront in New York City. If you're in the market for a Chromebook, Fitbit, Nest thermostat, or Pixel phone, well, come on down or order it online, whatever your preference. In the meantime, the Meta Store is open for business. Mark Zuckerberg has made his intentions to become a metaverse maven pretty clear. And maybe that means operating a brick-and-mortar establishment in this universe.
From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yolaska. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lubin.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.